it's like, you know, you're kind of like going to these pet stores now, and you know, like, you can ride these birds, and like, they're entirely artificial, and you know, you bring them home, and like, you put batteries in them, and you just sit them in a corner, you know, and like, they've got these samples in them, so like, you can say things, and all these birds will talk back to you, and then you can, like, you can turn them off, you know, at night, when you go to sleep, so they don't bother you in the morning, you know, and I say to myself, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, what's the use? I mean, what's the use? I mean, this is something myself, what's the use? Maybe we're not told to use. I mean, it's not as if history hasn't taught us something or something, you know? I said to myself, you know, this is pretty cool. I've got the sound system, you know, it's like my personal kind of space, you know, and I can get from place to place. And then this voice comes on, right, you know, it says to me, you know, that what it did is, you know, what it comes in the operation of carbon monoxide and stuff in the atmosphere, like the world population of people, ice caps will melt, you know, and then like 80% of them, some population will be underwater, and then the rest of us, you know, will like have no place to live or eat anymore, and like the air will degrade. And I said to myself, you know, sometimes that's what's the use? You know, like I'm in a supermarket, I'm buying these groceries, you know what I'm saying? You know, this guy just comes up to me and says, you know, like, you know, there's pesticides on those things. And I say, you know, it's produce, you know, you've got to have produce to live. It's fresh fruits and vegetables. And he says, you know, the amount of stuff inside, you know, he'll kill you in 10 years. And I say, well, so what, can you wash it off or something? So you've got to wait 8 minutes and you know, these suds. And I don't like this sort of suds anymore because they're not really available. I said to myself, you know, what's the use? I mean, you know, what's the use? Pretty grim, huh? Pretty grim, huh? I mean, it's pretty grim. Pretty grim. Sure, I mean, David Berg and thinking about these nuts and berries and things, you know, like, I mean, sure, he's a multi-million recording star, but I mean, like, I lived in a cage for just 2 years, you know, and, like, I cleaned all my body of all this biodegradable stuff, you know, it's like, I'm having this wonderful time, and then suddenly I realized, like, it's acid rain that's falling down, it's killing all the plants, you know, it's getting to the water and killing off the fish, and I said to myself, you know, like, okay, this is my body, I mean, this is nature, I mean, this isn't naturally, and I said to myself, that's like, what's the use? I mean, so what's the use? Models of nature didn't teach us something, hasn't it? Hasn't it? I mean, hasn't it? I mean, we save a baby, so we have, you know, for like 18 years, and we buy all this technical stuff, and we're gonna have at least $200,000 of it, like this room alone, you know, and we're all these computers, and like half the stuff's obsolete the next day you buy it, and does it even get us like one good breakfast? No!